TransCanada Corporation says despite the discovery of massive amounts of natural gas and shale in the lower 48, it still sees an Alaska gas pipeline as a priority. TransCanada's Senior Vice President of Business Development, Dennis McConaughey, told the U.S. Senate Energy Committee yesterday that the timeline for marketing Alaska's gas still works out.
So we very much are of the view that Alaska is a component of this, notwithstanding the significant, quote, game-changing advent of the shale gas resource. So that it's very much a case that we need both of these resources coming into the U.S. supply mix. And, of course, in the case of Alaska, it is going to take us probably most of the rest of the next decade to realize that. But we certainly do not ascribe to a view of crowding out.
McConaughey told the committee TransCanada is on track to have an open season next year, the next step in building an Alaska pipeline. He says they hope to see a price level in the next few years, somewhere in the $6 to $8 range, which he believes can happen with Alaska's natural gas in the mix. The president of BP America, Lamar McKay, says he mostly agreed with McConaughey. BP is planning a competing gas line from the North Slope.
It's a world-scale resource. It's a long way from market, and it needs to compete into the U.S. market, but I would agree generally with his comments.
Wednesday's hearing tackled natural gas's role in climate change legislation. Leaders in the gas industry from companies like BP warned that they need help making sure gas is part of the nation's transition away from fossil fuels and toward renewable energy goals. McKay says he's concerned natural gas will be left behind in climate change legislation being considered by Congress.
Now, we support a national climate policy that creates a level playing field for all forms of energy that produce carbon emissions. In pending legislation, the playing field is not level. In spite of its economic and environmental benefits, gas is being squeezed out of the power sector by mandates for increased use of alternatives and protection of high-carbon coal generation.
McKay says BP supports financial incentives for alternative fuels, and he might even support incentives to kickstart the phased retirement of the nation's least efficient and most carbon-intense coal-fired plants. He says natural gas could replace them. The Energy Information Administration, which does independent analysis through the Energy Department, says under the climate bill recently passed by the U.S. House, natural gas use may initially boom. But EIA head Richard Newell says by 2020, it could go either way, and use might taper off.
Actions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions would tend to increase the attractiveness of electricity generation using natural gas relative to conventional coal generation. However, although generation using natural gas produces less greenhouse gas emissions than generation using conventional coal, it produces more emissions than generation using renewable energy or nuclear power, which are emissions-free.
Senator Lisa Murkowski is the top Republican on the Senate Energy Committee and urged her colleagues to see natural gas as part of a move to domestic energy independence and a way to reduce greenhouse gases.